We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever seen a thing intended to simulate or copy something else? Have you ever used someone or something as a model? Have you ever participated in the act of imitating a person's speech or mannerisms? If so, you have been an imitator. We are all familiar with the word imitate and what it means. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul shares words of encouragement with the Ephesian believer with these words. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Your greatest calling or purpose in life is that of imitating God through the love of his Son, Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit that is in you. Each day we should grow in likeness of Christ as we study his word, communicate with him in prayer, and fellowship with other believers. The place you and I imitate God is here on earth at our jobs, in our homes, in our communities, schools, neighborhoods, and in everyday life as we interact with others to add value to their life and bring about a change in the world. We imitate God so others might experience his so love. We imitate God so fathers will learn how to love their wives and take care of their families. We imitate God so mothers will be encouraged as givers of life and instruments of God's love. We imitate God so the world might see and experience how to show respect, kindness, gentleness, mercy, patience, and unmerited favor towards others. Your life was designed to reproduce godliness as modeled by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose image we have been recreated through the new birth. Children begin at some point to imitate their parents to the point that we say, he is just like his father, or she is just like her mother. God's children should imitate him, seeing that he placed his Holy Spirit in us to empower and enable us to be more like him as we grow in him, resulting in an intimate relationship with him. Will you become imitators of him today? Become signals the fact that it's a process. It does not happen overnight nor in one day, but the process begins the moment you make the decision. It can and will happen each day as you commit your life to him. Let's start today. Be imitators of God. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.